The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you. I need you.
I want you. I need you. I want you to be my tonight.
A lot of exciting stuff going on behind the scenes. I'll just leave it at that. There's so much happening, so much unfolding. Who is hosting the fourth hour? David Knight. Always informative. Look forward to that. You know, I covered a lot of the news today. I didn't get to some of it, but I tell you, this whole thing with Paul Ryan. Sorry, I'm singing along with the song. Paul Ryan. Hal Ryan decided to ditch Trump, Politico, and Paul Ryan's not going to support him, and Bush isn't going to support him, and Bush Sr. isn't going to support him. Everybody knows I love Ron Paul, and I get his purist views, so I respect him saying he doesn't support Trump because of some of the policies Trump stands for that I disagree with as well. Just for integrity in elections and the fact the power structure is totally against him, I really do think Ron Paul should come out and just for the populist views to audit the Federal Reserve, say, I support Trump on these points. And just have basically a limited endorsement. That would be so good for Ron Paul to do. I understand if Trump goes sideways on us, then you say, oh, well, Ron Paul wasn't perfect. Nobody's perfect, people. But we're in the arena here. This is death battle with the globalist. Trump is only exposing tyranny, anti-nationalist garbage, globalist garbage. And then if he goes sideways on us, we throw him in the ditch like an old shoe. He's only popular because he's promoting things that are common sense that have been shuttered and demonized and ignored and bastardized. The tyrants hate his guts because of what he's saying. Someone at that stature with this level of media coverage, it is coffin nails to their agenda. It is unprecedented on so many fronts. And that's all I'm saying. It is a great time to be alive when the EU unelected bureaucracy wants to fine the citizens €250,000. That's what the governments have to pay if they don't take in an unvetted refugee from some war-torn hellhole in an old part of a plan to balkanize Europe. Meanwhile, this is in Breitbart. 27 lawmakers warn Obama against transferring MPADs. He already did, too late, to Syrian rebels. Jerusalem on Wednesday, Representative John Conyers and Representative Ted Yoho, it's off to work we go. Sorry, that's Snow White. And 25 other members of Congress sent a bipartisan letter to President Obama stating their opposition to the transfer of manned portable air defense systems to the Syrian rebels. They've already been transferring. The letter was direct response to a Wall Street Journal article last month reporting on CIA plans to possibly arm moderate Syrian rebels with more advanced weaponry. They already did it. And they already got them. And they've already been shooting down Syrian aircraft and Russian aircraft. But the Russians have got flares and other stuff that defeats it. So they want to move in even bigger systems. They tried to cover this 4 or 5 months ago. Remember the headline was like, somehow ISIS built Stinger missiles. Aren't they geniuses? You read the article, it meant they recharge batteries. Aren't they smart? David Knight's coming up. We end the special that I extended 1 week this Sunday. 30 to 40% off. 30 is the lowest discount. 40 is the highest on all the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right there. 10% off all other preparedness items. That includes nutraceuticals, in my view. That's part of preparedness. X2, the colloidal silver, DNA Force. Super Male Vitality sold out, but Anthroplex is back in. It's excellent as well. Similar formula. It's dry-based. Plus, less expensive, but it's still organic. InfoWarsLife.com for all those. and free shipping on orders of $50 or more, and 10% additional off when you sign up for AutoShip. A lot of specials, so make sure you examine all that at checkout. Thank you all for your support. All right, David Knight's coming in 3 minutes.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra-pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
Welcome to the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be taking your calls this hour because I'd like to get some of your feedback on what's developing in the aftermath of Trump being the presumptive nominee, and as we see the GOP elite hardening its position. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Before we get into the news, I want to pass on something that could be very, very valuable to you if you've just been given a pain prescription. This is a very in-depth report from the LA Times. I haven't had time to read the entire thing. This is like 30 pages printed out, folks. But they go into a very in-depth investigation of OxyContin. And I know a lot of people have become addicted. A lot of people have died. We had Chris Christie talk about the most successful guy in his law school class, the guy with a lot of charisma, success, became a partner. He lost everything because he got addicted to pain-killing drugs as he injured his back as a jogger. Here's the title. If you want a description of hell, OxyContin's 12-hour problem. And here's the gist of it. Purdue Pharma, they point out, launched OxyContin 2 decades ago with a bold marketing claim. They said one dose relieves pain for 12 hours, more than twice as long as other generic medications. Patients would no longer have to wake up in the middle of the night to take their pills. Now, they say the stunning success that they had with OxyContin masks a fundamental problem. For some people, it doesn't last for 12 hours. Some people have a different reaction to this drug. And, of course, it's a chemical cousin of heroin. It's an opiate. And when it doesn't last, they say, patients can experience excruciating symptoms of withdrawal, including an intense craving for the drug. And they say the identification of this problem offers new insight and why so many people have become addicted to OxyContin, one of the most abused pharmaceuticals in U.S. history. So, whenever somebody prescribes a drug for you, you ought to do some research for whatever it is, okay? Especially if it's a prescription drug by the pharmaceutical companies, because the doctors hand these things out like candy, and they will assure you, oh, yeah, they're fine. Because typically what they do is they just read the literature from the drug companies. Do your own research. You need to be your second opinion. So one of the first places you need to start is if you or a loved one in your family has been prescribed OxyContin, go take a look at this LA Times story. It's a very in-depth article. I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but I just gave you the gist of it. For some people, it doesn't last that long. And for those people for whom it doesn't last as long, they get higher highs and deeper troughs, okay? And that creates the cycle of addiction that ultimately ends in death for so many people. Either a drug overdose or a suicide after they have lost everything. They can't function in society, as Chris Christie talked about. It's when we look at the drug situation, I look at the DEA and the FDA. The question is, where does the federal government get the authority for this? Please tell me, and I'll keep mentioning this. I know some of you who listen are getting tired of this, but I don't ever hear anybody agreeing or disagreeing with me. There's just crickets. It's like, we had an amendment to the Constitution so they could prohibit alcohol, and we had another one to undo that amendment. Where is the amendment for them to prohibit anything, including prescription drugs? Why should that be a federal law that I need to have a doctor prescribe this stuff for me? It didn't used to be that way in America. Prior to the early 20th century, you could go into a drugstore, you could get anything. They put cocaine in soda pop, okay? That's where Coca-Cola comes from, Coke. So where do we have the constitutional authority for that? I mean, states can do it. We have states that still have laws restricting the use of alcohol, when you can purchase it, that sort of thing. You can debate that at your state level as to whether or not you think that's a good thing or not. There is no rationale. There is no constitutional basis for the federal government prohibiting anything, folks. And if they're going to do it, they need a constitutional amendment like they did for alcohol. And if they don't, and until they do, then all this talk that we hear from conservatives about following behind the Constitution, we see this from the Never Trump people, is like, well, he needs to say where he is on the Constitution. It's like, you guys are a bunch of frauds. Okay, you've supported the war on drugs for decades, for over 40 years. And understand conservative voters, because maybe the politicians understand this. It was a UN agenda that they are enforcing. And when we look at other issues like this, here, this situation with the pissing contest between the trannies and other people over the bathrooms, okay, now the feds are getting involved in it. Now we've got the Department of Justice threatening to withhold federal funding for school systems, especially university systems, under Title IX in North Carolina. They've just received a threatening letter from the feds. This is the tranny tyranny. I think we ought to start calling these people the gay KK, because that's the way they operate, all right? This is a situation that should be decided by the people of state. You don't like it? Don't go to North Carolina. Stay in New York. Stay in California, where you can do whatever you want to with your bathrooms, okay? But this is not a federal issue, and it just shows how the government can use the money that they print with the Fed to blackmail people. You want to talk about getting hooked on a drug? All the state governments are hooked on federal funding like some people are hooked on OxyContin, okay? It gives them this feeling of euphoria, but then they hold a gun to their heads because there's strings attached to this. Now, the governor is saying this is just one interpretation by one agency. And here's a statement from the lieutenant governor in North Carolina, Dan Forrest. He says, to use our children and their educational futures as pawns in order to advance an agenda that will ultimately open up those same children to exploitation at the hands of sexual predators is by far the sickest example of the depths the Obama administration will stoop to fundamentally transform our nation, quote unquote. What I see missing here is any understanding of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. He should be saying, where do you have the authority to dictate to us what our bathrooms are going to be like? Okay? This is not a federal issue, and they need to argue it on that basis. As we see the election results and as we see people pulling back and talking, starting to sink in on the GOP establishment, the sudden nomination of Donald Trump being the presumptive nominee, we see Rick Perry now coming out and backing Donald Trump, saying he's open to the vice presidency. But we've seen both of the Bushes, as Alex and Roger Stone were saying in the last hour, saying they're not going to endorse Trump. They're not going to most likely go to the convention. It's like, great. What could be greater than that? Well, what's even better than that is that Mitt Romney and McCain are probably not going to go either, probably not going to endorse. It's like, that's super. Because you know, these people should be pariahs to the GOP, just like Jimmy Carter was for decades to the Democrats. Go back a couple of weeks, not even a couple of weeks. It was April the 26th, and this was after you'd had Donald Trump win all of the states in the Northeast. There was six in a row that he won decisively. Well over 50%, close to 60% in all those states. And, of course, Ted Cruz not only lost but came in third place in all but one of those states. And we have this guy, Stephen Hayes, who is an establishment Republican, one of the Never Trump guys. He went to the Weekly Standard, Billy Crystal's publication. Again, that's spelled with an A, Weekly with an A. He said he was having a difficult time after those Northeastern wins. And he said, they're going to start, the GOP elites are going to handle this by looking for a third-party candidate if Cruz can't win in Indiana. Well, Cruz didn't win in Indiana. He got stomped in Indiana. He dropped out. And now what are they doing? They're looking for a third-party candidate. And there's Bill Kristol with the Weekly Standard. We got an article from Kurt Nimmo on Infowars.com saying, Bill Kristol is desperately seeking an establishment insurgent alternative to Trump. Somebody that can basically counterpose him. And I don't know where he's going to do this. Is Ben Sasse or somebody else, are they going to do that at the convention? Is that still in play, they think? Are they going to try to do this as a third party? Because we see now, and of course, the Libertarian Party is not going to hold their nomination convention until May 30th. Is Ben Sasse going to run down there and jump into the race for the Republican Party? Are we going to have some other GOP establishment guy go in there? The LP has something that's very valuable. They always make sure they get on the ballot in all 50 states. There's not any other party that has done it to that extent for the number of years that they have done it, to my knowledge. Unfortunately, because this is kind of a task that has been set up for Sisyphus, the trying to get on the ballot each time, they roll the rock up to the top of the hill, and every election cycle it rolls back down because they not only have rules for ballot access that don't apply to the Republicans and Democrats, but then they also have rules for ballot retention. And so, yeah, if you don't get to a certain percentage, and they set that really high, very unrealistically high, they do it only for the top races, governor and usually and president, then you have to start all over again. The rock rolls down to the bottom of the hill, and you got to push it back up again. And then, of course, they're excluded from the debates because after Ross Perot got in the debates, they raised the level to 15%. So, yeah, you can get on the ballot in all 50 states, but they still have ways that they control the election process. Now we see Mary Madeline. I thought this was kind of interesting. Many of you may not know who Mary Madeline is. She was married to, still is, I think, I don't know, I haven't kept up with her social life, James Carville, who was the, kind of called him the Red Skull of for Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. He was a campaign manager, I think, but he was always a spokesperson for the Clintons, a rabid Democrat, kind of a nasty guy when you watch him on television. Mary Madeline was a Republican. She was married to him, and so they were this this odd couple, one of them working for the Bushes, Mary Madeline, the other one working for the Clintons, and now she's saying she has changed her party registration to Libertarian. And it's like, great, you know, I've been registered Libertarian all my life. I registered Republican to vote in the primary, But she's changed her registration to the Libertarian Party. She says, I'm not a Republican for a party or for a person. Really? She wasn't a Bush Republican? When did she ever, in all of these years I've been watching her, when did she ever defend liberty or peace? Always for war, always backing up the war on drugs as well domestically here at home, and the police surveillance state, the whole 9/11 Homeland Security stuff. But now she's going Libertarian. There's something else behind that, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. I'm David Knight. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. Saw this article. The Pew Pew Research Center did a poll and said 57% of Americans say they agree with the idea of America first. And when I saw that headline, I thought, what's the matter with the other 43%? I mean, why would 40% of the people say, no, not America first? I mean, what position is America supposed to be in when we talk about our foreign policy? Are we supposed to put how many countries come ahead of America's interests for those 40%? Are we in second place, third place, fourth place, fifth place? Should we just dissolve America and join the New World Order? What is the problem with America first? I don't really understand. When people talk to you about that, maybe we should talk about this, and we'll talk about the next segment. We'll talk about a little bit about the history of where that phrase America first has come from, because we've had a lot of spin on that. Before I get to your phone calls, real quickly, 10% off all preparedness products at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a great sell, something that you need to take advantage of. This is not only things like Survival Shield X2, Secret 12, Deep Cleanse, Knockout, Silver Bullet, and others. Okay, these are products that you need to have as part of your preparedness. The things that you're going to have in case you have a grid down like we've had. We're still a week later. We still don't have internet after the storms that came through here. We were out of power for several days. But you need to prepare for yourself. And it's not just the nutritional supplements that would be for a longer-term situation, but also things for shorter-term situations that we have now, 10% off. Things like shortwave radios, water filters, watches, security products, survival accessories, and also long-term things like heirloom seeds. And if you need something to prepare for food right away, if you're not going to grow your own garden, at least have a cabinet that is full of storable foods, things that you can turn to in an emergency. Because, you know, we have just-in-time delivery throughout the United States. We don't have, everybody's gotten very, very clever in terms of managing their inventory, so they don't store stuff that's going to last for a very long time. They don't have massive warehouse backup. So you're going to find that if you've got any kind of a breakdown in this very sophisticated supply chain that we've got, you're going to be out of food on the shelves in the grocery stores very quickly. So make sure you've got food on the shelf at home. 30 to 40% off right now. This is an incredible sale that Alex has gotten extended at InfoWarsStore.com. That's our InfoWars Select Storable Food, all made in the USA, all non-GMO, with a shelf life of 25 years. Now is the time to stock up on InfoWars Select Storable Food. All right, let's go to Bill in Florida. Bill, you had a comment about Trump cabinet. Go ahead.
Hello, David. God bless you, and God bless Donald Trump.
Well, thank you.
I have a question for you, and I was just wondering, do you think that there is anywhere in the Trump administration or the Trump cabinet for, say, Sheriff Joe Arpaio or Andrew Napolitano?
Well, I've said before, I would like to see Judge Napolitano as the Supreme Court pick. I would really like to see Judge Napolitano. And you know what? No other president would do something like that. Donald Trump would do something like that and weather the criticism and the mocking that people would do. Judge Napolitano is a serious intellectual person. He understands the Constitution, and he would be a serious pick. And I really would like to see Judge Knapp as the Supreme Court pick for Donald Trump. But, of course, we've got the Never Trump people out there saying, oh, let's get Merrick Garland in now because Trump might win the presidency. And it's like, this guy who has been consistently against the Second Amendment, consistently rubber-stamping everything the bureaucracy says, that is what these GOP elitists are advocating now. Who do you think you should put in, Bill?
Well, I was kind of thinking Judge Napolitano for vice president.
I mean that'd be great.
He's going to stand up for the Constitution no matter what.
That'd be great. And, yeah, he'd be a great debater too, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and I was thinking maybe Attorney General Sheriff Joe, because he's a no nonsense guy and he does his job.
Well, certainly it's going to make Sheriff Joe's life easier in terms of the persecution that he's been facing from the Obama administration for trying to protect the people there from the illegals that are coming across the border unvetted. So there's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of direct conflict by the Obama administration. I think one of the things that conflict shows us is just how much power a sheriff has. And that is power that is just laying there for the local communities to try to take back their government, to try to have a government that is closer to them. We can play these games about who he should pick and everything. Who knows what Donald Trump is going to do with this? And that's something that I wouldn't expect him to do for a while. And he really hasn't gotten the nomination just yet. He believes that he has. He told people in West Virginia, don't bother showing up in the polls because we've got this sewn up. I think that might be a mistake. It's not done yet. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. I mentioned briefly in the last segment how 57% of Americans say they agree with the idea of America first. And I said, what's the matter with the other 40%? What is the problem? Why would America not be first? Part of that may be the way that many in the media are spinning this term America First. They're saying, well, this is an idea that's been attached to racism. And I'm not even going to talk about that part of it. I want to go back to where the real term came from. You know, they try to tie it to racism because they say, well, you know, it's Charles Lindbergh was there and he had Nazi sympathies. We can debate whether he had Nazi sympathies or not. It really doesn't matter. Why wouldn't we put America's economic interests first? Why wouldn't we have a country that has borders, that has a say-so about its destiny? Let's go back and look at where this America First movement was, because Charles Lindbergh was just one person. There were a lot of people. As a matter of fact, it was most of the Republican Party, the majority view of the Republican Party, that we should not get involved in World War II. That was the America First people. It wasn't because they hated Jews, okay? They didn't even know about it, most of these people, I believe. Certainly the public did not know what was going on in the concentration camps when they wanted to stay out of war. It was a reaction to how they had been betrayed and lied to get into World War I. You got to remember, this is only about 20 or so years after Woodrow Wilson had promised he would never get us into a war, and then got us involved in a European war, World War I, that had horrific consequences. Far more people died there than died in Vietnam. And think about how our country reacted in the aftermath of Vietnam, after we saw how the politicians had betrayed our Americans and used them as cannon fodder, taking an area and then releasing it back to the enemy and so forth and so on, telling us that we had to do this because all of Asia was going to fall to the Chinese communists if we didn't. And we saw what the aftermath was. And now, subsequently, we've seen Robert McNamara confess and say, well, you know, there never really was a domino issue. We never really did have a Gulf of Tonkin incident. He said that in a documentary, The Fog of War. You should see that, see what he confesses to. But going back to World War I and thinking about what happened there, people did not want another world war. They were drug into World War I against their will, many of them. They realized that this is not what the founders wanted. They did not want us to get entangled in the continual wars of Europe. There wasn't a good reason for World War I for anybody, not even the people in Europe, but certainly not for Americans. And yet, you look at the massive casualties that we had as a result of World War I. So it was a massive betrayal. And one of the ways that Woodrow Wilson got us involved in World War I, it really fractured the country philosophically. Prior to that, we had people that we now call libertarians were called liberals because they supported liberty. These are people who supported economic as well as personal liberty. And that was fractured by the move to get us into World War I. Many of the business interests who had advocated economic liberty, free markets within America, and that's different from free trade that we're talking about, folks. You know, we have open borders for trade, but we have a lot of barriers to a free market inside the country. But they supported economic liberty, and then they started supporting the war. And what that did was that caused a fraction, a splitting between people who had identified as liberals. That's why a lot of libertarians will say, well, I'm a classical liberal. At that point, we saw this kind of division, which has been really frustrating over the years. We see oftentimes in the Democrat Party, we got people who are taking positions of individual liberty, personal liberty, but they don't like the idea of free markets. They don't like the idea that you should be able to earn your money. They want to manage the economy centrally, okay, because it was the socialists who sided with them in terms of opposing the war. Then on the other side, you've got people who say, yeah, we want to have economic freedom, but then they wanted it in many cases because they wanted to make money off of the war. And everybody realized the corruption of that. And so you have these two parties, neither of which really stands for liberty together. That's why the Libertarian Party came up. That's why we had the Nolan chart where they asked people questions about economic liberty and about personal liberty, and you see how libertarian you are. We had to come up with a new name because they'd co-opted that. It's also interesting, if you go back and look at the history, look at the Palmer Raids that Woodrow Wilson did. That was where J. Edgar Hoover got his start, okay? That was the Department of Justice's Bureau of Investigation, which later became the FBI, which became his little personal fiefdom. And you had the Palmer Raids coming after people saying that they weren't sure about the loyalties of foreigners who were here in this country or people who just immigrated. They were concerned about communists infiltrating. And there were real concerns there, but for the most part, Wilson did everything he could to engineer us into that war. As I mentioned before, you know, he passed the Espionage Act that Obama has now used more than any other president to lock up journalists and people who write opinions. It was Woodrow Wilson who locked up a film producer, gave him a 5-year sentence. He served 3 years of it. He did a movie called The Spirit of 76, which is about our American Revolution. But because Woodrow Wilson wanted to go into the war on the side of the British, he said, this is anti-British, and the guy got a $10,000 fine, and It was either $10,000 or $5,000, and 10 years or 5 years in jail. I can't remember off the top of my head. But the Supreme Court said, no, First Amendment doesn't apply to movies, and he's allowed to lock you up. So these are the background. All these things that happened in World War I, that was the background to people saying, we're not going to get roped into this again 20 years later. We're going to put America first. Now, after we fought World War II, after we saw what happened with the Nazis, after we saw what happened with the concentration camps, Americans are the first to jump into every war. And in a way, that says something about their character, but they need to be a little bit more discerning. Because if you go back and you look at our history since World War II, we have been drug into conflict after conflict for which we did not need to be drug into just because we thought we were going to be the saviors of the world. We need to get over that. And we need to go back to America first and say, we are not going to be the cannon fodder for these GOP elitists. Just as we saw Robert Cohen saying, you know, all these people who support Trump, they're a bunch of losers. They don't have jobs. And it isn't because we've sent their jobs to a foreign country and imported workers. No, it isn't that. They're just a bunch of losers. And we call these people cannon fodder and we send them to fight wars in the past. That's the way they view you. And that's the casual way in which they enter these wars for profit. And so we need to be more discerning about that. There are some fights we should get involved in, but I'd be hard-pressed to see one since World War II that we should get involved in. And I would even have been part of the America First movement during World War II. And we saw how FDR used the false flag attack of Pearl Harbor. Not that he was the one bombing Pearl Harbor, but they knew it was coming. They allowed it to come because they wanted to get us into that war. All right, let's go back to your phone calls right now. Antonio in California, go ahead.
Hey, David, how's it going? Oh, hey. Nice to speak to you again.
Good to speak to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you would allow me, I would like to plug your products, but I just wanted to make a quick thing about you.
What do you
products,
use?
You know?
What do you like?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I use the iodine, the deep cleanse, super male vitality. I just ordered the other one, the Androplex, I believe it's called.
Oh, good. Good. And we got a 10% discount sale on that. Of course, you always get a 10% sale if you sign up for AutoShip. How are they working for you?
They're working very good, you know. And also, I'm wearing an InfoWars shirt right now, too. That's how I met my fiance. I was wearing a 9/11 was inside job shirt. She saw me wearing that. And no joke. She saw me wearing
that.
She was like, that's true. And from there, now we're engaged.
That's great.
True story.
That's great. That's great. So what do you think about Trump? That's super. That is a way that you can find people with like minds in a crowd. It's a great way to find them. But what do you think about Trump, Antonio?
You know, I was a year ago, or less than a year ago, before he started running, I was skeptical. I even had a friend that she campaigned for him over there in Nevada, in Reno. And I told her, I'm like, I don't feel like watching like an Apprentice kind of a show. You know, I don't want the celebrity kind of thing. I was more Ted Cruz, of course, Rand Paul. And then come to find out, you know, she's really connected with within the Republican Party over there in Nevada. And she was in a campaign for Ted Cruz. And, you know, she ended up telling me after recently, like, I'm glad that she made that choice to campaign for Donald Trump. And I was anti that a year ago. And now it's just like, not that he's our savior. And we're not trying to build him up like how all the trendies were like about, you know, Obama, he's going to save us. No, I know it's a spiritual war. I know that. But, you know, we can try and do our part, you know. And he says some good things. Do I agree with everything with him? Just as you don't, or Alex does, right, or, you know, maybe people on your staff are probably not going to even vote for him, too. So it's just like, you know, he's the best we got.
No candidate is 100%. And at the very beginning, I was very anti-Trump. I really didn't like Donald Trump because to me it looked like a cult of personality. It looked like everybody was getting behind someone just because he was a celebrity. But as I began to see his positions come out, his policy statements, even on immigration, even though I didn't agree with every one of the points of his immigration policy necessarily, I didn't think that a wall is, and I still am not sure that a wall is really the answer. I don't want to be walled in as an American in order to not be able to get out of this country. Nevertheless, you know, we can look at the individual aspects of it. I really appreciate the specificity of it. And I wasn't seeing that from any other candidate. And then when he came out with some of the policies like how he's going to deal with Obamacare, we've heard just these generalities from these other candidates about, well, I'm going to repeal and replace it or whatever. But he was very specific, had a 7-point plan, showed that he really understood all the different aspects that need to be fixed in our health care system. It isn't that we're going to fix everything by pulling it in and letting Washington manage it. The problem is we had expensive health care, and it was getting rapidly more expensive and still is because we don't have any mechanisms to control it. We don't have any market mechanisms, and so he understands that. First of all, he's going to get rid of the mandate. He's going to give people a tax incentive if you buy insurance, so help people instead of giving them a penalty if they can't afford to get health insurance. Then he gives you ownership of health savings accounts. He creates competition by getting rid of the restrictions that we have for different insurance companies competing in different states. I mean, think about that. We're told that we have to have free trade, so we need to take down all the trade barriers and ship our factories overseas where they can make it cheap and then ship the products back in. But we can't have competition with insurance companies between different states. I mean, how insane is that? America was supposed to be a free trade zone to start with. That's what we set it up with. And when Thomas Jefferson eliminated all internal taxes, he did it by having tariffs to fund a small constitutional government. And so now we see these Republicans out there, and as Donald Trump says, well, they're upset with me because I said I would raise taxes in order to control trade here. We need to go back and understand that when they gave us the income tax, what they did was they sold it partially on the basis of saying we're going to reduce the tariffs, but we're going to put an income tax there to make it revenue neutral. We need to also talk to Donald Trump, I think, and say, hey, talk about this. Talk about cutting income taxes to compensate for the rise in tariffs. I think people would really appreciate that. Make sure that you're not going to overall net raise taxes, but at the very least that you're going to keep the tax burden somewhat the same. We need to see something like that. And I think, Antonio, as we look at this, we're not going to agree with everything that anybody says, but the real issue, Antonio, is that this comes down to nationalism versus globalism. And I think Donald Trump is very authentic on that issue. I don't think that he's going to move one way or the other, and that's what Roger Stone was saying today as well. Do you believe that?
Most definitely. If I can add one more thing, I'm Mexican, okay? Born here, you know, born here illegally. I didn't come from over the border, right? But I've come across a lot of people that obviously that are Mexican, like, oh, Donald Trump, he wants to send everybody back. I've been told that even by, I'm like, I was born here. He's not sending, you know, he's not gonna send me back. Like, what's your, like, even coworkers, I've heard it from everybody, like, are you not actually reading the news? You know, they're just being trendies and just looking at the mainstream media, you know? And
that's right.
Again, he's not our savior. I know that. But it's just, like, listen to what he's saying. You know, listen to it. Don't be programmed.
That's right. That's right. They're spinning what he's saying, and they're misrepresenting what he's saying, and they did it on the Muslims as well. Thank you very much, Antonio. I want to get some other callers in here. Let's go to Skits in Nebraska. Now, that's where Ben Sasse is. There's been a lot of push by Billy Crystal and others, the Weekly Standard, who want to see Ben Sasse do something as an independent. What do you think of Ben Sasse?
Hold on. David, I live in the panhandle of Nebraska. Where Ben Sasse represents is everything east of North Platte. So we, you know, personally, I'm not informed on Mr. Sasse. But now, yeah, to your original question, one of the first things Donald Trump should do is fire his Secret Service detail and hire his own security. If you just look back in history, it was the Secret Service that that set Kennedy up like a clay pigeon to have him offed. So,
that's true.
Not only that, but
true.
Secret Service is under the Department of the Treasury, and the Department of Treasury is intertwined with the Federal Reserve. Guess who the Federal Reserve is governed by? can you connect more dots? All right. The second thing I would do if Mr. Trump, I wouldn't say anything about this. I go on about tax incentives, but you know what? I flip the table and say, you know what? Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution says here the Congress shall have the it's Congress's responsibility to coin money and set the value of Federal
That's
Reserve.
Right.
Goodbye.
That's right.
All those trillions of dollars that in treasury notes, well, hey, China or all these other people, well, go see Mr. Rockefeller about that. That's not our problem.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you're going to have to, I think, though, as an intermediate step, you're going to have to audit the Fed. You're going to have to try to educate the public a little bit more, because I've even talked to people who were bank managers, and of course they call them vice presidents. If you manage a local branch of a bank, you're a vice president. But he was telling me, oh, they don't have any effect on the economy. He was absolutely clueless. He said, all they do is clear checks, because that's all he saw. What do you think the vast majority of the public think about the Federal Reserve? They don't realize that it's private. They don't realize and even think about how, if it was just interest rates that they were setting, how that would allow them to have the power to create boom and bust if that was all that they were doing. And so I think we really need to have some kind of an audit at the Fed. I think that's a great place to start. Clearly, Ron Paul and Rand Paul understand what's going on with the Federal Reserve, and I believe that they were wise to start out with an audit the Fed process. If you do that, if you show the criminality, if you educate people about what's really going on with it, then, and we got an article, Infowars.com, 25 fast facts about the Federal Reserve. Okay, please share with everyone you know. Take a look at that article at Infowars.com. And that's what we need to do. We need to start educating people, but the vast majority of Americans are not going to get educated unless we do an audit of the Fed. And then at that point, you can start talking about what you're going to do. I mean, we had Andrew Jackson, who stood up to the Fed. He stood up to the Supreme Court and everything. He said, well, we're not going to renew their charter. That was one heck of a fight. You talk about somebody having a hit put on them. That's, many people believe that's why there was the assassination attempt on Andrew Jackson. But now the Fed has got a perpetual deal going on.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. This last segment, we're going to go back to our callers in just 1 second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we've got 10% all off all preparedness products at InfoWarsLife.com and at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 10% off all shortwave radios, all heirloom seeds, water filters, watches, security products, and survival accessories. And we also have 10% off InfoWars Life formulas like Survival Shield X2, Secret 12, Deep Cleanse, Knockout, Silver Bullet, and others. And if you want to really prepare, 30 to 40% off select storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. Those are our prepared foods that have a shelf life of 25 years, all made in the USA. They are GMO-free, and this is excellent packaging that you can find in a incredible discount. 30 to 40% off all select storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out those sales, 30 to 40% off the food and 10% off other preparedness products. Let's go quickly to Stephen in Florida. Stephen, you said you want to talk about the aftermath of the cruise campaign.
Yes, sir. Hey, first of all, I wanted to give a plug to a couple of your products. I just got the oxy powder, took it for the first time last night, and I'll tell you what, that stuff works.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I got my 5 bowel movements and all this morning, and boy, I tell you what, it's really something. The other one is the Silver Bullet, and I just wanted to say this. If you're sick and feeling bad, want a recovery like you've not had, grab a Silver Bullet and take aim. Kill what ails you. Stay on top of your game.
That's great. That's great. Great. You know, I use that a lot when I have cuts and other things even. I use it topically because that's been a long-term medical remedy for handling infections, and they still use that in some burn units and other things, silver-based products. So, yeah, that's a very valuable thing to have, and it's not going to go bad. It's a good time to stock up on it while it's on sale. Tell us about the cruise aftermath, Stephen.
Hey, what I wanted to do is give my own where they do in the aftermath of somebody dying,
an obituary?
Yeah, obituary. Okay, here's my obituary for Cruise's presidential campaign. Titanic Cruise Lines, where bon voyage really means bon appetit for the global elite. Come join us as we cruise to the point of no return. While on board, enjoy some of our favorite pastimes. Musical deck chairs, bush bingo, dance with the devil. Oh, and by the way, visit our Golden Sack the Go-Go Lounge and enjoy our special neo-concoction, Bushback Brew, and Clinton Coladonistas. Oh, and light up one of our complimentary Raphael CCC cigars, Cuban CIA connection. Oh, but there's a disclaimer for this cruise. If by some odd chance you should notice any of those annoying icebergs bearing an inscription, reality check. Chill, Ted. Pay it no mind. It's merely an operative illusion or a conspiracy theory. But hey, if by some quirk of fate our ship does go down, forget this women and children first stuff. Captain Ted is out of here. After all, a cruise in Jeb's hand is worth 2 Clintons and a Bush.
There you go. I got a feeling you don't like Ted Cruz, Stephen. Let me ask you this. Trump went to West Virginia yesterday, and he told a crowd of 13,000 I no longer had to vote in Tuesday's Republican primary. He says, what I want you to do is save your vote. Save it for the general election, okay? Forget this when the primary's gone. Do you think he's got it wrapped up? He's not at 12:37 yet. I mean, I don't know what's... What do you think, Stephen?
No, I think he's jumping the gun, even though it's looking like he will be the nominee. I think that's kind of presumptuous. And
he may be the presumptive nominee, but he must not get presumptuous because these guys who run the GOP are pretty tricky. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the Nightly News. Leanne McAdoo is back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.